This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Soon after the hour, this is the DJB program, or is it? Wait, wait, do that again?
Kind of scary. So smooth.
Yeah, wasn't that smooth? That was very smooth. All right, so I got Imus now. Imus is not, yeah, I'm on a lot of stations that Imus, well, we are, on a lot of stations that Imus used to be on before he passed. And I was thinking, because Jay is here and doing well, and Victoria and Jennifer is here, but Victoria is not, because Victoria is loaded up with mucus. So I was going to change the jingle to Mucus in the Morning. How about that? You think that's a jingle that would work? No?
Yes? It'll be a jam.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Did you know that one of the jingle companies was named Jam? Did you know that, Jay?
I believe it. Yeah. I did not know that, but I believe it.
Father is proud of you right now because you almost sounded like you knew that. Okay, so some of the medical headlines this week.
You have the weirdest way of complimenting people.
Oh, so.
Your dad's almost proud of you right now. Just a little more, he'll be.
But you know what? That almost is what pushes it over the edge. The almost, that's what means the world.
Right, yeah.
Almost proud of you.
Anyway, the situation with COVID, the good news for us to carry around with us this week is that the number of cases has dropped in the United States for the first time in 3 months. So that's good. Number two, half of the severe COVID patients are continuing to have their symptoms. I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, you have symptoms? Yes, you don't have any symptoms. Jennifer, you had COVID. You don't have any symptoms, right?
Like, home long haulers, right? I don't know. My mom has, like, a respiratory thing. We don't know if it's COVID or if it's something else going on.
Is it new, though, to her?
To her?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's new to her,
really?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised where there's a little smoke, there's fire. Anyway, let's see here. The CDC has found reactions to booster doses of COVID vaccine similar to the second one. In other words, you get the third one and you're going to feel like you did when you get the second one. Ken Kronhaus, who is the doctor associated with and from whom we will hear later in this hour, questions for Dr. Ken. One of the questions I had for him was, after he got his third shot, what did he feel like? And he said, I felt the same way I did after the second one. I felt awful for a day or so. So that's what makes it difficult for people to plan. You can't, if you feel like you have to work. Let's say you're in your own business and you get a shot on Tuesday and you're out on Wednesday, especially with the help shortage right now, probably not a good move. If your business is on a Monday through Friday basis, get your shot on a Friday. Right? Is that good advice?
Yeah, definitely good advice.
So one of the things that held me back is I don't have the time to be out for 4 days. And apparently people who have had COVID, they get it pretty hard. My mom was out for 4 days, said it was worse for her to get the shot than it was for her to get COVID. So, and she was hospitalized. So that's pretty bad.
Yep. It does hit people differently. My sister's mother-in-law had the shot, and the second one, she was in bed for almost 2 weeks. It hit her really hard. My husband, how it hit him when he got the second shot, that was the symptoms he started feeling when he actually got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So when he made the comment of, like, I almost feel like I did when I had that second shot, it was like, oh, that's not
right.
That's not good, but that's very telling.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll turn a lot of people off. The question about fertility rates and how they are declining, there were a lot of people early on and have, I think we've talked about this before, I know we've talked about it with Dr. Ken, the number of fertility, the rate of men especially being fertile enough to make sure that the sperm that goes to the woman that they're having relations with works so they have a baby, the strength of the sperm not as strong as it used to be. Some people were blaming it on COVID. Apparently this new focus, the explanation is different. The reason the birth rates are going down is because people are choosing not to have children. That would be your case, Jennifer, I guess, with Jeff. It certainly is Victoria's choice. She happily tells the story of why she doesn't want to have children. And so one wonders if that isn't the case. My daughter would like to have two, but she can't. She can only have one. And my son has one, and they'd probably like to have another one, or maybe even more than that. So there you go. It is a choice thing. You've made a choice, Jay. You have one child. Wonderful.
Yeah, man. I didn't want to have kids until late 2018. I never wanted to have kids. I didn't even want to get married. I never wanted to get married. I never wanted to have kids. And like I said, until 2018, it was kind of like, you know what? Let's go ahead and do this. And I love my son. He is amazing. But I'm also, I was a very selfish person. I wanted to sleep when I wanted to sleep. I didn't want to have to be clung to all the time. So I commend people who decide they don't want to have kids.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that when you get down to it, when you actually have the experience, there was something about having my two children that literally changed my life. I don't mean in terms of finances or reality, but the inside of you changes. And I'm betting that every parent that's listening to me right now said, yeah, Doug, you're right. There's something inside of you, psychologically, spiritually, the emotions that go with it.
It rewires your brain. That is
for
sure.
It does. Yeah. And my daughter is a completely different person. Brendan and I used to, not joke, but wonder, because she was very devoted to her career. And, you know, she was a little bit of a spasmo like her old man. And so we wondered whether she'd be a good mother or not. And she is the most fabulous. Seeing her with that kid, it just makes my heart explode. It's just a fabulous thing that you see, and you instinctively, you can tell by the look on her face when he's, you know, when he falls down. It's not that she's a helicopter parent, because not really, but she's, you know, she, that love that is indescribable that a mother has for her children. And in my case, I found things out that I didn't know existed in me. And I'm betting a lot of people right now are saying, yep, that's true. You ever ask your father and or your mother about that, Jennifer? And I'd say, Jay, you to Mike and Doris, you ever have conversations? Do they ever tell you about how they felt after they saw you for the first time when you came out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Especially because they were expecting a boy with me, so there was a little bit of a shock.
I was supposed to be a boy, too. How about that?
Really?
Aw, look at us. Yeah, exactly.
How did they make that mistake?
It was a very long time ago. They didn't have these 4D.
Have the same stuff.
Yeah, they didn't have the same equipment.
And why does it make a difference? Why would you want to know? Would anybody not want to have a child and, you know, do the horror show that happens when you decide you don't want a child? Because I want a girl. If it's not a girl, I don't want it.
They do say, whoever the these they people are, if you don't find out the gender before or the sex before you give birth, something about it makes the mom push harder, push faster. There's something about the excitement of finding out that it makes it's like psychologically easier for the mom giving birth. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard about that. I've had friends who didn't want to find out for that pure fact. I didn't notice a difference. Then again, I had a C-section.
And I think that, not to belabor this, but the bottom line here is that unless there's a drastic shift in priorities or some way to add more hours to the day, reversing the demographic decline is probably going to be difficult. And that's the argument that those people who are for immigration, mass immigration, that's one of the arguments they put forth. Well, we're going to need these workers, so you better let them all in. Now, I don't know that I hold with that. I think what I hold with is if we find people and do the research on them, put them to school, whatever it is, and keep the people here who can really contribute to the well-being of our country, I'm all for it. But this mass confusion and the mess that's created by the liberal policies, and I don't use that term lightly because I don't like that term, frankly. I don't think it really fits, so I probably shouldn't have used it. But the liberal, in my mind, equals open mind. Not the liberal, that the small L that applies to these people that are left of center politically, it just is something you know, that kind of freeing your mind. Liberal, liber, is the root Roman word, the Latin word, and it means free.
There's not too much open-minded about the squats.
No, no, not at all. That's a good point.
There's
that's a good
much,
example.
Not much
of it.
There to,
no,
to
no.
talk
it's,
about.
It's contrived, and it's the same thing with the. Everything's become so political. I was thinking about that during the news at the top of the hour. How we can't even, what we were talking about earlier on was the freedom to make the choice. Educating, and I think the best thing a business person can do is set aside a couple of hours, get an expert to come in and tell your people, explain to them why it's a good idea to get the shots. Not telling everybody they have to do it and have this huge uprising that we have.
But I think another piece of that is if they choose not to look down on them. Because I think, as much as I hear you say this, I've also heard you say some things like, why are people so stupid? They're not getting... We have to respect...
Well, I said I shouldn't use that. Why are people so uneducated?
Okay,
it's
still insulting to insinuate that people who are choosing not to get the vaccine are somehow uneducated. There are
some are, but
everybody in the same box.
That's right. Thank you, Jay. You're right. Not everybody belongs in that same box.
Right.
If Victoria were here, she'd call them all stupid. And I don't mean that in a pejorative state. That's just
well,
the way
there are plenty of people who are immunocompromised that don't feel comfortable getting the vaccine now, that don't feel like they should, that it's going to flare up something within them. That's a real concern. There are people for religious reasons that are not stupid that are making choices because they have their priorities sacked differently than you do. And those people shouldn't be discounted. I mean, I think what we've gotten into is this world where it's just like, if you don't agree with me,
black
and
white,
you're not in my lane,
then
I don't want to talk to you and you're stupid.
Right. Well, and social media is a culprit of it because people want to put out how they're feeling and they just want to be heard. They don't want to have a dialogue. They don't want to hear what anybody else has to say. It's just, here's my post. Here's how I feel. Now leave me alone.
And do that on Facebook.com/DJV Show, Instagram @DJV Show, as well as Twitter. Your father just sent me an email that said, after I got my booster, I had nothing. He said, I wasn't bothered. Didn't even feel tired.
See, and that makes me wonder, too, and not to poo-poo that, but see, that's why I really advocate for people to test their antibodies after the vaccine.
That's a really good question.
People who are not having a reaction, well, is your immune system even working? Because typically you want to have a reaction because then you know everything's working.
Yep. All right. Good points. 18 after this, the DJV program.
The shift from warm days to cooler and cozier ones just makes you want to switch up your look. Luckily, Ulta Beauty's gorgeous hair event is happening now, so you can discover your best hair this fall. Get up to 50% off hair care essentials from your favorite brands like Briogeo and Revlon, and restore your hair with incredible deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. So don't miss out. This event ends October 23rd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're at 23 after the hour now, says Doug Steffen, and it's time for Jay Kirshner to straighten up and fly right. Jennifer is listening intently, as are the millions of people around the country and around the world listening to our program right now, because they want to know what today's move is on Britney Spears and her old man and the lawyers. Let's go get them. That's what I say about
yes.
going after Jamie Spears. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the latest move here? What's happening that people are talking
about? It was a big victory yesterday. Britney Spears had another conservatorship hearing, and Jamie has been suspended from the conservatorship. The temporary conservator going in place is John Zabel, who's a CPA picked out, hand-picked by Matt Rosengart, Britney's lawyer. Now, Jamie was actually pushing, in a kind of a surprise, not so surprise move anymore, he was pushing to get the conservatorship terminated completely, where Britney's lawyer was like, not so fast. We want this conservatorship in place a little bit longer because we want to investigate you. They want to investigate all of these new allegations that have been coming up about
so what's to keep him from
reported.
What's to keep the old man from burning all of the paperwork or any connection that he has? We all know he's a liar and a cheat and a thief. But you see those in the movies or TV or whatever it is, they use the, that thing that cuts up all the paper?
The paper shredder.
The shredder, right.
Well, in TV and movies, the bad guy never gets away with it. So here we go.
There are a lot of people, though, that even without the documentation, there are a lot of people that knew what was going on. There are people around Britney. There are people that were in the conservatorship. The reason we even know that Jamie had allegedly bugged the bedroom of Britney Spears is because some security guy left the company and came out and told the story about that. So I think, yes, there's probably a possibility he was out destroying evidence, but there's also people that were in that conservatorship. It wasn't just him. And the people around Britney, they're going to know what's going on.
Oh, for sure. Is there a loophole with NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, that if you speak out against something that was part of the NDA, but it was illegal, you're not held accountable for breaking the NDA?
That's a great question.
That is a good question. I think you'd probably be compelled to testify if you were brought into a hearing, probably. But I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that there's probably something. That's a great question. All right, Dog the Bounty Hunter says he's getting close to Brian Laundry. What is the family saying about that?
He believes he's closing in a remote island with his team. I know. I want Dog the Bounty Hunter to be the one.
And Doug the Bounty Hunter.
The Bounty Hunter.
Oh, my gosh. You guys should have your own show. Dog and Doug.
Dog and Dog.
Awesome.
Doug and
well,
Doug.
Apparently he found a Monster Energy drink can, which, okay, so I think I told you, full disclosure, I, like, dove into Gabby Petito's Instagram and saw Brian Laundrie's Instagram. And Brian Laundrie is a very extreme climate guy, like an environmentalist guy. Mm-hmm. And he was complaining and talking badly about people who drink water out of plastic bottles. He was saying that when they camp, they only eat things like fruit so that they leave behind rinds and no garbage. I mean, he was, like, pretty extreme. So the fact that Dog found a Monster Energy can makes me laugh, because if he's acting like he would normally act, that wouldn't be his, because he wouldn't leave trash behind. However, if he's desperate, is he just throwing out his morals to hide from the police? I think the Monster Energy holds a lot of a key to this guy's mental state, don't you think?
Mm. That'd be very interesting. Well, and Dog has, like...
I hope they're documenting it.
Yeah. Oh, they have to be.
Of course they are. TV show here all over.
He has skilled ground and boat crews, so it's not like Dog's just by himself. Mm-hmm. He is hired on the best of the best
team
in searching.
Got a team. The passing of Tommy Kirk, who was the star, the young star, the boy star of Old Yeller. Very sad for people that are my age. I can't imagine anybody, no matter what their age, that haven't seen Old Yeller, even though the ending isn't what you would want. I suppose that tells you what the ending is,
just
right?
Just knowing what it is traumatic. Yeah. I don't need to see it.
He was a member of the original Mickey Mouse Club. M-I-C, see you real soon. K-E-Y-Y, because we love you. M-O-U-S-E. He used to sing that song. Walt Disney personally fired him because he was gay. How about that? There you go. There's something else not to like about Disney. 28 past the hour.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
It's official. Reservations for the 2023 Cadillac Lyriq Debut Edition, the company's first all-electric luxury SUV, shipping the first half of 2022, are now full. Dealers will begin taking additional orders for Lyriq starting next summer. Powered by GM's Ultium platform, the Cadillac Lyriq, which is spelled L-Y-R-I-Q, features a 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack, more than 300 miles of range on a full charge, and an estimated 340 horsepower with incredible torque, all wrapped into a gorgeous package. To help you get the most out of your driving experience, Lyriq will feature next-generation variable regen on-demand technology, along with the convenience of one-pedal driving. There's a stunning 33-inch diagonal advanced LED display and powerful AKG audio system, plus Super Cruise, the industry's first true hands-free driver assistance technology for use on compatible roads. More info on the 2023 Cadillac Lyriq is at Cadillac.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A former Facebook data scientist, Francis Haugen, has stunned lawmakers and the public with revelations of the company's awareness of apparent harm to some teens from Instagram and her accusations of dishonesty in its fight against hate and misinformation. Now she is coming before Congress Tuesday with tens of thousands of pages of internal research documents she secretly copied before leaving her job at Facebook. Haugen also filed complaints with federal authorities alleging that Facebook's own research shows that it amplifies hate, misinformation, and political unrest, but Facebook hides what it knows. Days after a national organization representing school board officials told the Biden administration about hate groups intimidating education officials, Attorney General Merrick Garland, without citing any specific cases, has directed the FBI to combat threats of violence against school administrators. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As triangle countries are warning the United States, tens of thousands of immigrants are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border at this time. Former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott reminds Americans on Fox News how this is a national security threat.
We have nation-state threats. We have terrorist threats. We can't get into in this type of a forum, but they're real. They exist, and they want to come across that border. Statistically, it always includes rapists, murderers, potential terrorists, every single year.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says all is well at the border.
That's just not true. And while many of the political appointees assigned currently literally just lacked the knowledge and the expertise that they could make a statement like that and believe that it was true, he's a very smart guy. He's got a lot of experience in Homeland Security. He knows what he's doing. He knows the impacts. And he knows that border is not as secure today as it was on January 19th.
The NFL's Washington football team has placed head athletic director Ryan Vermilion on administrative leave for what a team statement called an ongoing criminal investigation. Federal law enforcement officials, including agents from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, recently served a search warrant at Washington's practice facility, and another search warrant was served at a local home. Investigators are looking into a cargo ship's anchor that may have caused the major oil spill near Huntington Beach, California, over the weekend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour now, another half hour of the DJV program, encapsulating the thoughts of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen here, sort of at the helm. This is International Podcast Week. 10 years ago, nobody would have even, they didn't even know what a podcast was, right?
A podcast
how long,
cares.
Well, There are a lot of people making a big deal out of it. The radio companies, the big ones especially, are trying to salvage their own reality. And so they're trying things that were old and bringing back. I got a kick out of seeing one of the old stars, one of the former stars, somebody who's been around in Fort Wayne Radio for a long, long time, at WoWo and some other stations that are there. Those of you who live in that neck of the woods know what I'm talking about. I love these names. I can tell this guy's been around in radio for a long time because his on-air name is Jack Hammer.
Not his real name. Come on.
Jack. That's like the guy I worked with at WVBF in Boston, Justin Case. He was the filling guy.
I feel like there's so many Justin Cases, though.
Oh, yeah.
In broadcasting and media in general.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, they bring back guys like that, bring what's old is new again. That's cool. Then there is the reality of what's in the podcast. Dr. Ken, for example, and Dr. Jack, Ken Kronhaus, Jack Stockwell.
Stockwell.
I was thinking of somebody else named Jack
Hammer.
Dr. Jack Hammer is here. Dr. Jack Stockwell. So we have podcasts every week at DJV Health Show, keeping you up with the latest info that you can get in a concise way. Ken has a very unique way. That's why he's here. People that are on these programs with me, I do four or five different programs, the Daily DJV program, the American Family Farmer, which is available in a podcast, as a matter of fact, at DJV Show, rather at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. By the time I'm done with this, everybody's going to be, excuse me, confused as I'll get out. Anyway, the daily download that we have at DJVShow.com, most recent one, is a focus in part, the podcast is, on fake prescription pills and how many more of them are around and what happens to people when they get them. That's part of our conversation. We also talk in the latest podcast about Lori Loughlin's reemergence to act. You know, I have, for whatever the reason, I have found myself going to the Hallmark Channel often when I find that I don't like what's on conventional TV, rather than going to Netflix, if I'm just to have a half hour, I go to the Hallmark Channel and see. I had this most syrupy, silly movie was on last night about some guy who worked in a family business who wanted to date the woman who ran the business, but he didn't think he was good enough for her. So they were having a Halloween costume party, and he dressed up so that she wouldn't recognize him. And, of course, she fell instantly in love with him. And so, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's special.
You like?
Yeah. I love watching Christmas Hallmark movies and trying to figure out what other movie, like what feature film they took the storyline to and
right,
tried to make
it
Christmas.
Because it's always something.
Because it's
right.
Always something.
And by the
yes.
way, they were promoting the heck out of their movies for Christmas. They're all supposed to start at Halloween, apparently. They have 45 different Christmas music, Christmas specials that they have this year. They make that many new movies every year about Christmas? And then they have
every
the old
year.
Ones...
They make like 40 of them. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Of course they do.
And they use
and
the
they
same
keep
people.
The favorite old ones re-airing. Some of the same people. You know,
Lacey Chabert is a top Hallmark one
yeah.
for sure.
And what's her face? The blonde from Clarissa. The Clarissa Tells It All girl. What's her name?
Oh yes, Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa
and Ariel
Joan Hart
Kebler is a good one too.
Yeah. Yeah, always good.
Pretty exciting.
Hillary
okay.
Burton. I could go on. I love
oh,
the
women
Candace,
and men.
Candace
they're all
Cameron.
these perfect people that you've never seen before in any movie or TV show. I never saw any of these actors anyway.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Those Hallmark actors, they
really?
You look at them, you're like, oh, yes. People, when they've had a slow year to get, like, SAG after credits or something like mm-hmm. that, they do
like
these movies.
Movie.
Yeah. Like Holly Robinson Pete is in a lot of movies. Like, it's just weird. Like, mm-hmm. random
well,
people.
It's like
you
2 weeks of filming.
Yeah, and it's fun, I would imagine.
Yeah, they probably get paid scale.
It's not like you have to really spend a lot of time with the lines. I mean, it's pretty obvious what you're supposed to say and do. You don't even need a script.
Right, yeah, it's all the same stuff. Anyway, to wrap up the podcast conversation, you can find our podcast every day with highlights from the program, djvhealthshow.com, or you can listen to the whole program at djvshow.com every day, all day. There's also the talkradiocountdownshow.com where you get the summary of what the talk radio hits are of the week, the American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the latest in the connection between family, food, and farm. And then there is the DGBHealthShow.com as well with a lot of the conversations we were just talking about, including Ken focusing on whether COVID causes male ED. That's a topic of the current podcast, amongst other things. Lots of help and information. We're all about that. And speaking of that, Delta Airlines has proposed a national no-fly list. Listen to this. They want to combat the surge in air raids. Apparently, there have been about 4,500 reports since the beginning of this
yes.
year.
And people are crazy. The latest one was trying to make a phone call from Boston to Puerto Rico and like freaked out that his phone call wasn't going through. And then he rushed the cockpit
yeah.
and he rushed at the mm-hmm. flight attendants. They had to like use a seatbelt extender to like seatbelt him into the seat. It's like, what? People need to calm down. It's
right
really
for extreme
strange.
Cases like that. Definitely put on the no-fly list. But then you hear these stories about it was somebody that's just on a power trip, and the passenger wasn't even doing anything that wrong.
Well, I think each of the airlines has their own list.
Well, like the 2-year-old that won't be able to put his mask on, and then the mother gets kicked out of the plane. That's not a no-fly
list.
Yeah,
don't put them on no-fly lists, for sure.
Well, the hope is that they can, because of the cooperation between the airports and law enforcement and the airlines themselves, they want to be able to make sure. But with each one of these that you eliminate, a new one comes up. It's kind of like an ant coming out of an anthill. There are so many people that are aggrieved by whatever the situation is, and you wonder, is it part of just there being too many people in the world to monitor? There are so many people that are crazy or getting crazier, or do we just have more crazy people? Is it, which
I think
is
we encourage,
it?
I think we encourage selfishness, number one.
Yeah, we do.
And number two, I think that we also have encouraged a lot of anger. And I think that there just is a lot of anger. You have people who are locked down for a long time. You have people who are so divided. People feel divided on politics, on religion, on their skin color, on their vaccine status. Like, everybody feels like they're right. Everybody else is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. And I really think the selfishness
is there's no patience or tolerance.
No.
That's really what it is.
Right. And everybody's got this attitude, well, I'm going to do me. I'm going to do this. It's like when you're doing you, you're forgetting about the rest of the world. And we've kind of created this society that is so selfish and inward-looking that they forget that they're connected to everybody else.
Yep.
The mentality of, I'm not the issue, you're the issue.
Right. It's your fault, not mine. I take no responsibility. Speaking of flying, the Federal Aviation Administration clearing Virgin Galactic to go back up one more time. They investigated the trip to suborbital space. Why? Richard Branson was in it. There was nothing that happened that was wrong. So what are they investigating it for?
They concluded
an investigation for what reason? I don't even remember. There was no problem.
Maybe they had
that.
To since it was, because it was the first flight for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. The FAA found that Virgin Galactic hadn't communicated that there was a deviation in their space in the plane, so it was grounded because there was something wrong. But nobody, it veered off course apparently, flew outside its designated airspace. So that was when it was going up. Once you get up there, there's no such thing as designated airspace because there's nothing else up there. At least not in the, you know, if you go up high enough, there's lots of space junk. When you get to 250, 300 miles up, there's like hundreds of thousands of pieces of space junk just floating around. But they only went up to, I think they went up to, what, about 5 miles up, I think, or 6 miles? No, let me think for a second. Because when you're in, if you're at 35,000 feet, you're at 5 miles up. So they went up about 50 miles. So they went 10 times higher, about 50, 60 miles up. To experience weightlessness, I think you have to go about 40 miles up, straight up, in order to achieve weightlessness. I think that's how it works. Or you take a ride in the Vomit Comet, and you have that experience all over. Tom Hanks has a great description of that. Kevin Bacon also, when they did the movie Apollo 13, they did the sequences of weightlessness in the Vomit Comet. So every day, for about a week, they were going up and down and up and down. Can you imagine that? Hey,
no.
You've got to get paid a lot of money.
No, I can't even get on a boat.
Horrible.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So, I get motion sick sitting at a dinner table in the middle, and I have to turn my head left and right because of conversation.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
Jen, isn't there a rumor that Shatner's going up on the next Branson flight?
Yeah, I don't know for sure if it's been confirmed yet, but there were some headlines that said, it's not Branson, it's the Bezos one. There were some headlines over the weekend that he's in talks or that he's considering it, so we'll see.
Be good PR. He's a great PR. All right, what's happening with the dollar stores? We'll talk about that after this. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
As promised, a focus on these horrible dollar stores. People say you sound like an elitist when you talk about the dollar stores. Well, that's because all the stuff in them is made in China. It's junk. And I don't like to help promote anything from China. People say, well, some folks say that's the only thing they can afford. Well, you know what? That's, you can look around. Go to the Made in America store and you'll find all kinds of great things.
Where do we find the Made in America store?
MadeInAmerica.com. But the stores, actually, they're headquartered in Buffalo, but they have stores all over New York State, but they have a
website. I wish we had one here. We do not.
Oh, yeah. And I was just looking at my friend, the Libmans, who run the Libman company that does all of the mops and sponges and all the cleaning products, that sort of thing. It's their Made in America product, and they're the highlight on MadeInAmericaStore.com today.
Cool.
That kind of stuff. See, I know what's going on, Jennifer. You can't fool me. So... Dollar Tree.
Never would I try.
Thank you. Dollar Tree is going to raise their prices. So why are they going to be called Dollar anymore? It's not the Dollar. It should be called not
be called
the Dollar
Tree. It's going to be called
the
$3 Tree.
At least the Dollar Store.
The $4 Tree.
Right.
Or whatever it is.
With inflation. They're going to call it the $4 with inflation tree.
Yeah. What a joke. Says the guy who runs it says there's pressure on wages and freight and on our suppliers. Cost increases going up. Yeah, we get that.
I can't blame them. That is true.
No, I can't either. But, you know, why don't you just upgrade the store and find really good things that are made in America that you can highlight and, you know, buy them well. That was how Marshalls got started. They would go to the vendors and they'd say, okay, we'll buy all of this stuff, but you got to sell it to us at a 30% markup and not a 50% markup. And they bought so much in volume that they got away with it. That's how they got started, frankly. And their markups in the store are only 30% versus Macy's at 50% or whatever you want. They call it Keystone in retail. That means doubling the price. And then they can have, well, big sale. Well, the prices that you get in the big sale are the same as you get Marshall's every day. That's not an ad for Marshall's. It just is the way it all works. So anyway, there are lots of places you can go to buy things. Don't go to the dollar stores. I think it's un-American, frankly. Awful. It's 10 before the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on questions that come in for Dr. Ken. We talk a lot about vaccines. We talk a lot about COVID vaccines. We talk a lot about some of the old vaccines that were noted took care of a lot of bacteria versus there's bacteria, there's germs, there's all sorts of things and viruses. So I remember, and I think this is a question that comes from people who seem to be very concerned about all kinds of vaccines. This is about the Ebola vaccine. Is it still used, and is it still effective? Are people still getting Ebola over in Africa or elsewhere? Didn't that go all over the world? It seems to me it's another one of those diseases that went everywhere that everybody was all shook up about, right?
Well, it was at a time, and then it fortunately burned itself out, and then it seems to come back, unlike COVID-19, which, you know, doesn't seem to burn out. But the good news out of the Lancet Infectious Disease Journal about a week ago is that this Ebola vaccine from Johnson & Johnson that's been in clinical trial was actually effective and safe in an African trial. 2 doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine was shown to be safe, effective for those age 1 and older. So this is really great news, because Ebola, which it's a virus that causes problems with clotting, it goes by the name as a hemorrhagic fever virus, and horribly contagious and horribly deadly. It looks like we have an effective vaccine.
Yep, okay. Next up, being a better listener might protect your brain health. The question comes on what does it mean to be a better listener? I guess as much as anything else, you listen to, I talk to people all the time, people listen to the program, but I guess the question here is, can you count on anybody to listen to you when you need to talk? If you're thinking about your brain being more resilient, it would seem to me you'd be a better listener.
right? But who thinks that way is the question. But cognitive function, I guess, Ken, right?
Absolutely. Conversation, it requires two. It requires both listening, thinking about what you heard, and then talking. This is such a great exercise for the mind, keeps it young, keeps it working.
Yep, yeah. I saw among adults with high listener availability, the same amount of brain volume decline was linked with only a quarter of a year. In other words, the more you listen, the longer your brain has a good cognitive function. So listen. Remember the old thing when we were kids? Listen while you work. Oh, no, that was whistle while you work. Okay.
And then think about what you hear.
Yeah. Think about it. Okay. Here's a question about eating hot dogs. There has been some information floating around here. Every year they have that Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Challenge. I think it's on the 4th of July. And so this research, and this person's wondering if this could be true, the research claims that every time you eat a hot dog, it takes 35 minutes off of your life. And this is one of 5,000 foods that are health burdens. It's all sugary drinks and hot dogs and burgers and breakfast sandwiches and all that stuff. So is it true that whenever you eat any of those things, you're going to lose minutes off of your life?
Well, it depends if you believe the researchers. I believe they're at the University of Michigan, came up with this, and they were trying to contrast that if you're eating other foods.
Right. Peanut butter and jelly adds 33 minutes to your life.
Nuts add 26 minutes in their study. I have to look at that study. I saw the headline, and I'd like to see how they estimated that. That's hard. I would think very hard. Stopwatch on it.
Yeah. There's research in here finding swapping 10% of your daily caloric consumption from beef and processed meats in favor of more fruits and vegetables and nuts and legumes and seafood reaps significant health benefits. That sounds like the Mediterranean diet, isn't
it?
It
sounds like what we know. And the key is processed, not so much meat in general, but processed meat. And that's where all the chemicals are. You know, we're talking about nitrosamines with the drugs that are being recalled. You know, those chemicals are what's processing.
Yeah. And then if you eat or die like this, it adds 48 minutes, according to the study, to your life every time you eat a meal like that. Okay. Let's have dinner. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.